Tom's now going to put two lists on the screen for us. And the list in the first column is a list of countries. And in the second column, a list of produce and resources. Now, the produce and the resources are jumbled up. And what I'd like you to tell me is which country produces which crop or which resource. And I'm going to ask the youngsters first, and then in case they don't know, I hope the adults will be able to give me the right answer. And we'll start at the top. Well, Hawaii doesn't produce oranges, does it? So what do you think is produced in Hawaii? What's grown in Hawaii? Any ideas? It's one of those on the list. And you can consult. Yes. I don't think so, no, but that's not a bad guess. It's a bit of a difficult one, this, to start off with. Yes, that was Marion's voice, wasn't it? Yes, you're right, pineapples, Marion. Right, now this I think's an easier one. What's produced in Sri Lanka? Any of the youngsters tell me? Sri Lanka. It used to be known as Ceylon. Something very well known comes from Sri Lanka or Ceylon, yes. Tea, correct. Yes, tea. Yes. And what's produced in Italy? Catherine. It is pasta, yes. Yeah, that's right. And what's produced in Turkey? Again, I think this is a bit difficult. What comes from Turkey? Yes, Tamsin. Not that I know of. It may do, and I'm just ignorant of it. But that wasn't the answer I was thinking, yes. Figs, correct. Yes, figs. China, what do we get from China? What comes from China? The young lady at the back. Rice, correct. Yes. Rice. Now, I think this is one of the easier ones. What comes from Brazil? Catherine. It is coffee, yes. Brazilian coffee. And what comes from Saudi Arabia? Well, there's some laughter there, and I'm sure they laugh in Saudi Arabia. But what else do we get from Saudi Arabia? Something very important. Yes. No, I don't think so. No, not diamonds. But it is very important. Yes. Oil. Yes, oil. Now, this I think is one of the easier ones. What do we get from New Zealand? Yes. We may do, but that's not what I'm thinking of. Tamsin. Kiwi fruit, yes. Yeah, kiwi fruit. Now, from France. What do we get from France? Yes. Wine, we get wine from France, yes. Yeah, we get wine from other countries, of course, yes. And what do we get from South Africa? Not that I know of. Yes. We do get diamonds, yes. Yeah, we get diamonds from South Africa. What do we get from Spain? Yes. Not that I know of. No. No. Tamsin. Oranges, correct. Yes. Yeah, it's one of the main sources of oranges, isn't it? We get them from Israel as well, yeah. West Indies. Yes. Bananas, correct. And from Scotland, what do we get? Yes. Haggis, yes. I don't know any other country that gives us haggis. Perhaps there are other countries that give us haggis. I don't know. Well, of course, we get those crops and produce from other countries as well as those on the screen. And the countries we've mentioned also produce other crops and other resources. And so at this, our harvest festival, we celebrate and give thanks not only for local produce and resources, but crops and resources which come to us from around the world. Next time you go into a shop or into the supermarket, look at where things come from, and you'll see apples from, well, as well as England, particularly at this time of the year, from South Africa. And you'll get tea from Sri Lanka, and you'll get butter from New Zealand, and produce that comes from not only this country, but all over the world. And so, we are grateful to other countries which supply us with food and other resources. So we are thankful for the global resources. Now, God has made all the world, all countries, all people, and all crops and resources. And we need to remember that. We need to remember what other people contribute, and also the needs of other people. And so we should try to make sure that the resources and the crops are shared fairly among folk, so everyone's needs are met. It isn't our world, it's God's world, and we are simply stewards of the resources of God's world. And so let's make sure we do what we can to share fairly the crops and resources of the world among the world's people. And thank you very much for all your help with that quiz.